Today, on the Feast of the Assumption, you can release thousands more souls from purgatory. We're going to talk about how and why that is. If you'd like to support this channel in any way, please do so through Buy Me a Coffee. The liturgical calendar, the calendar of the church, it's a living reality. Just like on certain days in the physical year, certain fruits and certain seasons and certain temperatures are, so to speak, at their peak, the same is true in the calendar of the church. For instance, if it's the feast of a saint or a particular saint, there are more graces flowing when you invoke that saint on that day than on others. I have seen this in myself and in my own life many, many, many times. Now, for those of us that have a devotion to the souls in purgatory, there are at least several feast days that are of significant importance that we should know of. In terms of the Blessed Mother, Saturdays, but there's also the Feast of All Souls, so November 2nd, Christmas Eve and Christmas. Today, the Assumption, as well as the Immaculate Conception, and there may be other feast days unknown of. But listen to this reading from the book Visions of Purgatory. I saw on this occasion the Blessed Virgin descend among the souls of purgatory. They did not see the child Jesus, but they contemplated Mary and perceived her presence, which inflamed them with a loving desire for union. The Mother of God visits purgatory every Saturday, except during Lent and Advent, and on her feast days. She obtains the liberation of numerous souls on these feasts, especially the Immaculate Conception, the Assumption, and the day on which the whole church celebrates her as the Mother of God. At Christmas, too, there are many souls who, through the grace of the Nativity, are admitted to the beatific vision. The Most Holy Virgin lavishes consolations and encouragement on the souls. I believe that she does not love purgatory very much, and that if she could, she would empty it with one blow. Therefore, she asks us to help her with our prayers in favor of the blessed souls of purgatory. So it is quite possible that there are many feast days where purgatory is transformed. In another book, it talks about that on those feast days, purgatory is transformed into a type of heaven because of the celebration and the graces flowing on those feasts. So today, on the Feast of the Assumption, it's one of those days. Did you hear what it said? It's not just her that goes in there. The church triumphant doesn't act on its own. It needs and wants our help. So I'm trying to release this as early as possible on this day. But if you're watching this, pray abundantly. Pray your favorite rosary, your favorite mystery. It would be appropriate that you pray today the glorious mysteries, or you could pray the chaplet of Our Lady of Sorrows, or whatever seems appropriate. Help her. Take advantage. If there is someone that has died that you love, or if there is a particular group that you really want to help, or if you want to obtain some particular favor from the souls in purgatory, today is your day. When you go to Mass today, at least in the U.S., it's a holy day of obligation, or as I like to say, it's a holy day of privilege. We get the privilege to go to Mass. We're being asked to go to Mass. Go, and at the elevation of the host and the chalice, offer that for the souls in purgatory. She is unbelievably powerful. Imagine, here's a logic. Today is the day that she entered victoriously with her soul and her body. And that grace of entering heaven flows from it. There's more grace there where she could obtain the entrance into heaven for many souls in purgatory. Presumably, this will be especially powerful for souls in purgatory that were Marian, that loved Our Lady on earth, but it could be for anyone, for anybody. And something for you to consider, if you take advantage of this, if on feast days of Our Lady, you make this habit of praying for the souls in purgatory in a more particular way, guess what will happen to you when you die? Possibly you will obtain the grace of dying on a Marian feast day, but on every Marian feast day, the mercy that you give to the souls in purgatory will be poured out onto you in incredible waves. As Jesus says, it will be poured into like a basket, shaken down, packed together, and poured into your lap. What you give will be given back to you. And as we see, almost in every month, there are at least a couple of Marian feast days of this apparition, of that apparition, throughout the whole year. So you're bound to run into those pretty soon after you die. Even if you're watching this on another day, it could be the case that a Saturday is coming up, and we know that Saturday is also a day dedicated to Our Lady. Don't lose this opportunity to bring these beautiful souls in purgatory that suffer so much on this graced day of the Assumption into heaven with Our Lady. There's no higher calling. My friends, if this video has helped you in any way, please subscribe and like and support this channel through Buy Me a Coffee. I'll see you in the next one.